Welcome to episode 45 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux. Today, we're diving deep into configuring virtual warehouses in Snowflake, aiming to arm you with knowledge that not only helps you understand this critical component, but also aids in passing your SnowPro Core Certification exam. Introduction to virtual warehouses. Virtual warehouses in the context of Snowflake are massively parallel processing compute resources that execute data loading, querying, and unloading tasks. Each warehouse is an independent compute cluster that does not share compute resources with other warehouses, ensuring that workloads do not interfere with one another. Why virtual warehouses are important. Well, configuring virtual warehouses properly is crucial because they directly impact the performance and cost of operations within Snowflake. Understanding how to size, scale, and manage warehouses can significantly affect your data strategy success. How to configure virtual warehouses. 1. Creating a virtual warehouse. Navigate to the Warehouses tab in Snowflake's web interface and click Create. 2. Sizing virtual warehouses. The size of the warehouse can be adjusted to optimize performance and cost. Sizes range from X small to 4X large, allowing you to select the size that best fits your workload. 3. Auto suspend and auto resume. You can configure warehouses to automatically suspend when idle for a specified amount of time and automatically resume when a query is executed. This feature helps save costs significantly. 4. Scaling virtual warehouses. Snowflake allows you to manually or automatically scale warehouses. Automatic scaling adjusts the number of warehouse clusters based on workload, ensuring optimal performance without manual intervention. 5. Monitoring and tuning. Utilize the Snowflake's web interface to monitor warehouse performance and tune configurations for better efficiency. Keep an eye on credits consumed, runtime statistics, and query performances. Best practices for configuring virtual warehouses. Always start with the smallest warehouse size that meets your workload needs and scale up as necessary. Use auto suspend and auto resume features to manage costs effectively. Monitor your warehouse's performance regularly and make adjustments accordingly. Consider using resource monitors to set limits on warehouse credit consumption to avoid unexpected costs. Conclusion. Configuring virtual warehouses in Snowflake is a blend of art and science. By following the guidelines and best practices we've discussed, you'll not only ensure that your data operations run smoothly, but also manage your resources efficiently, keeping your costs in check. Stay tuned for the next episode where we'll cover another exciting topic that will help you ace your SnowPro Core certification. Thank you for listening and good luck on your certification journey.